The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, sex, work, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my bestie got fired because of me. Dear Stephen Shirley, my best friend worked as a bartender at a popular restaurant, and she introduced me to the new manager of the restaurant recently. He's middle-aged, handsome, tall, and he has a nice beard. I was hooked on him because of how well he carried himself, and I've always been attracted to older men. This restaurant has the best Sunday brunch, and I'm always there with my bottomless mimosas and a few of my girlfriends, of my other girlfriends. There's always a great DJ there, and on this particular Sunday, I've been on the mimosas all afternoon. I stayed on the dance floor, twerking and having a good time. I locked eyes with the manager a couple of times while I was dancing, so I figured he was interested in me and liked what he saw. So when I went to the restroom, I walked past him and asked him if he saw something he liked because I'd caught him staring. He told me that I'm a beautiful woman, but I've had too much to drink and he's not serving me any more alcohol. I was embarrassed that he only saw me as a drunk thought. Unlike my friends, I can handle my liquor, and I was having a great time and being playful. Something clicked in me, and I started cursing him out for misjudging me and being rude. He asked my best friend to come over and calm me down and put me out. She tried to defuse the situation, but then the manager said I'm a disgrace to women my age. My friend told him that his rudeness was uncalled for, and he fired her right then and there. He put us both out. The job was great extra income for her because of the great tips on Sundays. She's upset with me, and I don't know how to fix this. Please help. Yeah, this is a real mess right here. You made your girl lose her job. Did you say something clicked in you and you started cursing him out? But you say you can handle your liquor. None of that goes together, okay? Because here's a newsflash for you. You can't handle your liquor. What clicked in you was drunk, okay? You were drunk. You were just displaying drunk behavior, and despite the fact that you think you can handle your liquor, you can't. You really can't. So the first thing I would do is stop drinking. Okay, you got to stop because you can't handle it. Then I would apologize to my friend. I really would. This is your best friend. You should apologize because you were acting up at her place of business, okay? Then I would go and apologize and talk to her former boss. Please be sober when you do this. I mean, nothing may come of this, but you got to try and talk to him. Talk him into giving your friend her job back, you know, saying that it was your fault, you know, blah, 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 blah. If that doesn't work, you help her look for another job. I mean, that's the least you could do. When she gets another job, please, you stay as far away from it as possible, okay? Do not go anywhere near it, you know? And stop drinking. All right, Steve.
My bestie got fired because of me. It pretty much says it all. All of this is a direct result of your behavior, from the top of the letter to the bottom. I'm going to also show you, you're not exactly what you think you are. Mm-hmm. You're just not. And, well, it's because of one reason. And here we go. You got to introduce, you got a friend that's a bartender at this restaurant. And you got to introduce, she was at work. And you got introduced to his manager, tall guy, handsome. And you like older men, nice beard. You was hooked on him. You know, because of how he carried himself. You know, I got that. You've always been attracted to older men. Got it. Ain't no problem with that. Mm-hmm. But the restaurant got the best Sunday brunch. And I'm always there with, and you said my, with my bottomless mimosas and a few of my other girlfriends. See, when you care about an event, because of the sheer amount of alcohol that they allow you to consume, okay. It's a telltale that something could go wrong. Because you weren't just there with your friend. You was there because of the bottomless mimosas. Mm-hmm. Then they got a great DJ. And on this particular Sunday, I had been on the mimosas all afternoon. See, that's another deal. When you say you've been on something,
mm-hmm. Come
you know,
on.
Like if you've been on one,
mm-hmm.
I was on crack all afternoon. I was when you own something, you're successful. I had been on the mimosas all afternoon, on them.
I wasn't
sipping. I was on them,
mm-hmm.
giving them no air.
Wow.
I was chugging like beer. I was throwing it back like shots. And I was drinking.
Refill.
Mimosas. Mm-hmm. I stayed on the dance floor.
Twerking
and having a good time. What?
I know.
Little girl, you don't see this? Mm. Twerking is never for the twerker.
Oh.
It's for the man observing the twerk. That's who it's for. Twerking is not for the person doing the twerk. It's for the person observing the twerk. Twerk is a see me dance. Not no, oh, I can't stop this feeling. No. Twerking is for everybody else. I'm telling you what it is.
All right, hold on, Steve.
Twerking ain't got a damn thing about how you feel.
Really? All right.
Really?
We'll have part two of your response. Coming up in 23 minutes after the hour, my bestie got me fired. My bestie got fired because of me. That's what I should say. That is the subject of today's Strawberry Letter, and we'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. My bestie got fired because of me.
Yeah, best friend worked at a bar. This girl's got a girlfriend that's a bartender at a popular restaurant. Introduced her to the new manager. She liked the manager. He's older, tall, way to wear his care himself. And, you know, she's always been, like, attracted to older men.
Mm-hmm.
This particular Sunday, they got the best brunch ever. And they have, right off the top, what she pointed, really excellent brunch. And she said, on this particular Sunday, I'm always there with my bottomless mimosas, which means she cares about drinking to the point where there is no end. This is bottomless drink.
Yeah.
I drank till I can't even pour it in my mouth no more. She pouring a drink and it's just running down the cracks of her mouth all on her blouse.
She's
Cause she
drooling.
Just can't put no more in her. Yeah. Cause she can't pour no more down there.
Uh-uh.
But the mimosas might be bottomless,
mm-hmm.
but your intake of them is not. And so what happened was this particular Sunday, she had been on the mimosas all afternoon. We said this earlier. When you are on something, mm-hmm. that's excessive. You on crack. I was down there talking to them. I was cussing them out. I was on one. You know, when you own something, that's you excessive. So I was on the mimosas all afternoon. I stayed on the dance floor, twerking and having a good time. Twerking is for other people.
Well, we
twerking
learned something
is not
today,
for you.
Because I didn't know that.
Twerking is not for the twerker. It's for the twerky. It's for the person who sees it. Because you can't even see your ass doing all that.
But if you had by a mirror, you can see.
Yeah, you by the mirror. But the mirror ain't on the dance floor. So it's
sometimes.
You looking. No, no. You only reason you looking back there is to see who looking at you.
Break it
twerking
all the way down.
Not
Steve.
For you. It's for the not twerker, but the twerky.
Okay.
So now,
so much twerking knowledge today.
Well, let me give it to you because watch what happens right next. I stayed on dance floor twerking, having a good. I locked eyes with the manager a couple of times while I was dancing / twerking. Yeah. So I figured he was interested in me and liked what he saw. Twerking is for showing. Twerking is not a dance. It's an exhibition.
Now, that part,
she
I definitely agree with you.
Exhibiting.
Mm-hmm. You're right about that.
So when I went to the restroom, I walked past him, and after he saw something he liked, because I caught him staring.
Mm-hmm.
He told me I'm a beautiful woman, but I've had too much to drink, and he's not serving me any more alcohol. Because he couldn't believe this little fine chick was out here doing all of this. Because you was doing the most. Because your bottomless ass was out there on them mimosas.
She was on it.
You done drank so many damn mimosas, your judgment is impaired. That's what people don't understand about alcohol. It impairs your judgment. So now what you thought was out there was cute was way too damn much.
Yeah.
Now the man going, wow, this fine sister right here just got herself looking crazy out here. So he told you he ain't serving you no more alcohol. You ain't getting no more. You'd have had your last mimosa. You can't, ain't no more bottle. So then she
out.
Said, I was embarrassed that he only saw me as a drunk thought. Ooh. Oh, then you know why you didn't see yourself as a drunk thought? Because you was drunk.
Yeah, that's what I said. She was definitely
see, and
drunk.
That alcohol has impaired your judgment. You don't know. You think you killing it. Mm-hmm. But he going, this chick is way too much. Unlike my friends, I can handle my liquor. Really?
What?
Well, you just got seen as a drunken thought, and this was you. Unlike my friends, I can handle my liquor, and I was having a great time and being playful. Yeah, but you don't know how playful you was because your judgment was impaired because your ass has had, you done tried to get to the bottom of the mimosas, and they bottomless. They told you at the door, this Sunday they bottomless. Now, you done put too much in your system, and the rest of it ain't even in your blood. So now, as you twerking and having fun, as more of it enters the bloodstream, now you way more playful than you thought you were.
Come on, Dr. Harvey.
Yeah, all that is in the blood system. Now, you 08.
Yeah.
You all up at 2.7 now.
Yeah.
You don't even know it, and you still pouring bottomless mimosa. You at a 4.9. You a damn earthquake that's doing serious damage.
Woo, woo.
So then I can handle my liquor and having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Something clicked in me.
Yeah.
You don't know what that was.
Uh-huh.
It was them damn mimosas.
Yeah.
Something clicked in me and I started cussing him out for misjudging me and being rude. He didn't misjudge you. And yeah, boy, girl, I got to tell you something. You really handle your liquor. You let your liquor drive the car. You let your liquor do all the talking. You had your liquor out there handling the dance routine. That liquor had your ass twerking, cussing, farting. He asked my best friend to come over and calm me down and put me out. She tried to defuse the situation, but then the manager said, "I'm a disgrace to women my age."
Woo!
My friend told him his rudeness was uncalled for, and he fired her right then and there. He put us both out. The job was extra income for her because she has great tips on Sundays. She's upset with me, and I don't know how to fix this. Please help. Go to your girl and tell her you apologize. Go in there, like Shirley said, and try to get her job back. Probably going to have to do some extra twerking to get it back.
All right, thanks, Steve.
And
then
coming up, because you are a drunken thought.
Coming up in 46 minutes after Sports Talk with Junior, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.